Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Falling pupil numbers in rural schools is an issue in many pockets around the country, but the parents of one school in Connemara have come up with a novel idea to save the school, they say. They want to pay families, I'll read that again just to make sure you heard it properly, they want to pay families to send their children there. Our reporter Una Kelly was at the school today and she's with me now. Where exactly? I'm sure people want to know, where were you?
Cormac, it's in Clochbrack, that's a Gaeltacht community between Lochmesk and Lough Corrib in Connemara. It's just under an hour's drive from Galway City. And as one person there said to me today, it's what you'd imagine on a postcard that Americans sent home to their families. There has been a school there in the area for around 100 years. And the building now, it's pretty small. It's set among rolling green mountains and between those two lakes. And it was particularly idyllic today on such a beautiful morning in May. Now, Patrick Kern went to the school, his father did as well, and he lives opposite the school where he works in his garage. He said that he can hear the children at the school playing outside at lunchtime, but that over the years, the noise has been becoming more and more quiet. And that's because just 7 pupils are in the school at the moment, with 2 teachers and a shared special education teacher. So a committee was formed and they've been fundraising for the school. And what do they want to do with the money that they've raised? Well, the idea is that they're going to offer bursaries to 3 families of around €2,000 each. That's families from outside the school's catchment area. So they want pupils to come there and boost those numbers. And the idea is that those bursaries will help with transport costs. The board of management at the school will decide who receives those bursaries. Now, locals say it's important that the school stays open. It's a hub for the community, they say, with things like a toddler group, a breakfast and after school club. And then they have their annual events like the Christmas shows. And Patrick Curran told me why they feel so strongly that the school must stay open there for years to come.
Well, it's part of what makes the community. It's one of the last focal points left in the community because, like a lot of other rural areas, things like post offices and small shops and stuff like that have closed. And that's to be expected. The schools and churches and things like that are the last things that are left. And I think it's really important to keep them going because the kids are being raised and taught in the immediate vicinity of their houses.
And can you tell me a bit then about, so the school, has it had falling numbers over the years or what's the situation there?
Yeah, well, when I went to school here, this is still going to sound small, but when I was going to school here, it was always around the mid-30s would be your average. And that was not considered small or big at the time. It was just, that was normal sorts of numbers. And in the last maybe 10 years or so, those numbers have been falling. And it's down to demographics, really. There just wasn't as many young kids in the area, not as many children being born in the area. But that has changed in the last few years now. Numbers are going to pick up. The demographics have changed. A lot of younger people have moved back to the area. And some older people that have older kids have moved here as well. It's going to be needed a lot more in the next few years because there are a lot of younger kids. But it's just this year, it's almost like a changeover nearly. The numbers have been dropping up until now. And now for the first time in a long time, we have maybe 4 or 5 that are starting in September for definite. So it's just to get over that initial push and things are looking positive after that. It's just this year in particular, we could do getting a few more kids into the school to keep the second teacher.
And this is a Gaeltacht area as well. Do you feel strongly that it's important to keep a lively sense of community here?
Yeah, well, look, Gaeltacht or no Gaeltacht, it's still our community. And yeah, it's important that a Gaeltacht community is kept alive, but it's important that all rural communities are kept alive. It's great if kids get to go to school with their neighbours in their own area, not far from home. It's a really idyllic way to go to school.
Patrick Curran on Shin. Now, there are just 7 pupils in this school at the moment, Una, you say. That may be hard for people from urban areas to get their head around. 7 in the school now.
Yes, just 7 pupils there. And I was talking about this with the acting principal of Scoil Níomh Pádraig, Linda Ní Reinán. And she said that she absolutely loves teaching there and that despite the small numbers, it's a vibrant school. She said, for example, last year, the school got through to the Connacht final of a national competition with different songs and a drama that they had written in Irish. She said they also have things you'd expect in any other school, like gymnastics, football every Monday, swimming for 7 weeks of the year. She said they also focus on STEM subjects and problem solving. And Linda said that the only real difference is that within a class, in a school of such small numbers, you do have children of different ages, and then you differentiate your teaching based on that. Now, the bursary idea itself came from the Parents' Committee, and I asked her what she thought about the idea as a principal.
For me, when it was first brought to our attention, we were very excited that people in the community, like in the local area, wanted to come together. They want to keep the school open. Obviously, as a vice principal in the school, I'd hate to see the school go. But no, it's such a great initiative. And, you know, again, you're looking at nearly one-to-one education for children. And I totally understand that parents worry about social skills. But really, in this day and age, people are bringing their kids to different activities outside of school. So the kids are always socialising. So this bursary is giving people an opportunity to have the best education. You're going to be in a class of 5 or 6, 7 kids, and you could be in a class of 35. So really, I think that alone, that explains it, I think.
What would you say to people who think that it's not a sensible use of resources to keep small schools open dotted around the country?
I believe when you have such a strong community, when you have, and we have a very strong committee behind us, we are truly blessed. I believe when people work together and you start to think and you actually start to talk about things, I think that might change people's ideas or opinions. You know, straight away people think, oh, sure, there's only 7 people in that school. Why is it kept open? But why would that school close for those 7 people who are currently attending our school? It's very unfair. And, you know, a few years ago, it was in the 30s. And I do believe in a few years to come, we could be back in the 30s again.
She and Patrick Curran mentioned there more people are coming back to the area, Una.
Yes, mostly people with a connection who are returning from living abroad. But the area has also attracted people who have no connection to the local area. For example, Jeff Ashburner, who I met today, he moved to Clockbrack 8 years ago. So he lives and works there. He has his e-commerce business. And he said he loves the fact that they can explore Connemara, but also just go up to Knock Airport and be in Copenhagen in 6 hours, he said. But Jeff told me that the school is important as a hub in the area, because it creates a sense of community. And he told me a bit more about why he likes living there.
I grew up in England, in the Cambridgeshire Fens, and we came to Ireland for a more peaceful, more balanced life. We'd spent 20 years in London. It was pretty hectic. We were pretty burnt out. This is the antidote to city living.
Living here, and I mean, today is an absolutely beautiful morning. What has it brought you?
It brings you a balance. As I said, we work from home. We work in a digital world. In order to reconnect myself, all I had to do was walk out my front door. I can see mountains, I can see lakes, I can cleanse my mind. In the city, if I walked out the front door, all I get is a different sort of chaos. Whereas living in Clockbrack, I can get a kind of peace, a tranquility. I can walk my dogs every day, which is my biggest hobby.
And in terms of work, how have you found that?
Working now in Clockbrack rural areas now, is much easier than it was even 10 years ago. We have super fast broadband. For me, literally, actually, when I was putting the key into the door of the house for the first time, somebody tapped me on the shoulder and said, did you want fibre to the house? Which is, for an e-commerce business like myself, that's like nirvana. I have a choice between 3 super fast broadbands, obviously with delivery systems and e-commerce. I don't want for anything anymore. You don't miss the things the city, because I can buy from Limerick, from Leipzig, from America.
How did you find coming here as an outsider with no connection?
Lots of people are coming back to the area. So there's lots of people, though, you have the family connections. If you can find an inn, like your local garage, or a school, they can be very isolating in rural communities. If you don't, everybody does walk out of the house, jump in their car and drive off. But facilities like schools and a tight community that actually comes together and solves problems together, like having a bursary, it does engender that feeling of belonging and a way in for outsiders like me.
There you go. 51551 for your opinion. Jeff Ashburner there, finishing that report by Una Kelly from Clockbrack in Connemara.